That brings us to the last song on White Sport Coat and the Pink Crust Station. And then we're going to take a little break, about 15 minutes. You can go to the bathroom, get a drink, buy a t-shirt, whatever you want. And then we're coming back, and we got a whole lot of more Key West songs that were written here on you know, I made more than one album, thank God. So, but it all started on that one. And again, it's ironic that it started out with Jerry Jeff bringing me down here. And it also, he gave me a book of poems when I was living with him in Coconut Grove before we came here. And there was a book he gave me called The Journey of Albion Moonlight, a book of poetry by a poet named Kenneth Patchen. I knew nothing about him at the time, but it's amazing Jerry Jeff turned me on to him. And reading about him and reading later and reading the book, it kind of came to me that this song did based on that book. And then I took a few other lines from things that I thought should be in there too. So this is called The Death of an Unpopular Poet. And I don't get to do this much, and I'm honored to do it for you here because this too is one of my favorite songs. So thanks. I once knew a poet who lived before his time. He and his dog Spooner would listen while it rhymed. Words to make you happy, words to make you cry. And then one suddenly to die. But he left behind a closet filled with verse and rhyme. And through some strange transaction, one was printed in the Times. And everybody's searching for the king. Well, they found him down in Florida with a tombstone for a crown. Now everybody knows the line from his book that cost $4.99. I wonder if he knows he's doing quite that fine, 'cause his book all bestseller, and his poems were turned to song. They had his brother on a talk show, though they never got along. And now he's called immortal. Well, he's even taught in school. They say he used his talent, a most proficient tool. But he left all of his royalties to Spooner, his old hound. Growing old on steak and bacon in a doghouse 10 feet around. Everybody wondered, did he really lose his mind? No, he was just a poet who lived before his time. He was just a poet. Take a little intermission, and we're going to rock the Kasbah. Thank you very much. Our pleasure.